Rain has been scarce in areas of northeast Louisiana. Dr. Donnie Miller is the research director of the LSU Ag Center Northeast Research Station and says the area went weeks without a significant rainfall.
And most of the rains we've been getting have been around 3/10 of an inch and scattered about 8 to 10 days apart. So when it gets very hot and dry, 3/10 of an inch rain does not provide you with much for that plant to grow to its optimum potential.
Miller conducts studies on weeds and residual herbicides. The lack of rainfall affected research projects.
Obviously, if you don't get that activating rainfall, those weeds germinate and it cannot reach back and pull those weeds back in the ground once they're up. So you run into a situation like that where it's not good for activating herbicides.
The area also has seen several days where temperatures reached above 100 degrees. Miller says this affects plant growth.
It's been dry, dry, dry with a crop like cotton. Goes ahead and starts fruiting and you run into a situation of a rainy, cloudy period right after that. That plant can start dropping off some of the fruit, shedding some of the squares, and actually start growing again.
That was LSU Ag Center Research Director Dr. Donnie Miller. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.